come on.
There you go.
Hello there, my fellow tax slaves out here in Slavelandia. I hope y'all doing well. You know, I thought I'd pop on here. You know, Josephine's always trying to tell everybody. They're trying to kill us all. And, you know, the World Economic Forum and the and the United Nations and all that kind of stuff. It seems like there's a conspiracy. And you know, when people call me a conspiracy theorist and that kind of thing, and you try to explain to them that that's a CIA term, and they just blow you off and all. Oftentimes I get this thing about, you're nuts. The conspiracy can't be, because it would be too big and they wouldn't be able to keep it secret. And I tell them, well, look, does the Bible lie? By that I mean, who is the father of lies? There is no truth in him. And did he leave heaven? Was he thrown out of heaven with a whole herd of other people? So there is a conspiracy. Of that, there is no doubt. So why do people think that there is no conspiracy when it's right in front of your face? You can see it in the World Economic Forum literature, depopulation, control, all that kind of stuff. You can see it in the United Nations and their decrees about sustainability and Agenda 2030 and Agenda 21 and all that. You can see it all over the place. No, there's not a conspiracy. You don't see a conspiracy when policies from DC flow down into the state and flow down into your local economy, where every little town that you go to has the same street lights, the same sidewalks, the same everything, everywhere you go. Nah, it couldn't be a conspiracy. The Bible says the devil hates everything good. Everything good. And the thing he hates the most is the image of God, which is mankind. What is governments all over the world for thousands of years, what have they sought? To control man, to profit off his labor. You know, how does the devil do it? The devil does it with the hands and minds of men. It takes the mind to control the hands. And he uses any delusion, any lie, any way to trick you into doing his evil deeds. And that's what we have today. That's what government is. Government is the manifestation of the devil through the mind of men. Now, he talks about, you know, the government is good, the government is benevolent, it's there to protect your rights, everything. Could it be that that was a lie? Could it be that? You know, I have pointed out, look up in the sky, you see those white lines in the sky, you see them dissipating and all that. Why would they spray you? And then a guy say, yeah, why would they spray you? You don't think that that's a lie? You think they care for you that much? You'll eat the bugs and be happy. You'll own nothing and be happy. You'll be in a smart city. You'll be tracked and traced. You'll have a digital currency that if you spend it on certain things, it's good. If you spend it on other things, you can't spend it. If they don't like what you say, they'll cut you off. This has been the goal of the devil since the garden. And we play right into it. And then I ask you this. Who, or rather what, killed Jesus? Think about that. Was it the Roman government? Sure, it was Pilate, and he was a bureaucrat. He was a leader. He was in government. Look at the millions and millions and millions killed by governments around the planet. Look at our government. Goes around killing brown people, white people. It doesn't matter as long as they'll kill anybody. And it's for freedom and democracy, don't you know? I've come to the conclusion that government is the devil. And then he goes to the devil is in the details. Let me ask you this, do you think brain chips in the metaverse are because they love you? Because they want to fix eyesight and paraplegics and that kind of thing? Do you really think that? Do you think these shots were there to save you? Do you think the medical industrial complex is there to cure you? Do you think that the criminal justice system, named criminal justice for a reason, because it's run by criminals, do you think there's any real justice in that? Have you seen that over the last 3 or 4 years? The devil can turn anything. He uses anything he can. He uses your greed. You want some money? All you got to do is sign here. Do this. You like sex? Oh, come on. I got that for you. You like power? You like control? Come on. Let's make a deal. He'll use anything. Do you want to do good for the people? All you got to do is compromise this principle and compromise that principle. And that's what happens. That's why you can't get good people in government, because they get compromised. And we talk about the social contract and how we're all obligated to this social contract of the Constitution. How can that be? Who's the contract with? I didn't sign a contract. Did you sign a contract? Were you asked to sign a contract? Even the people way back when, nowhere near a majority of people signed on to it. And yet, they want to tell us we have to obey it. It's our social contract, our social duty. And then look at what you did. Look at what we did. We let the government take over the education system because we're too damn lazy to do it ourselves. Oh, it's a lot easier that way. Here, I'll give y'all an education. So you're letting the devil educate your kids. In every facet of life, he has infiltrated and dug his claws into it and made good into bad. So even good intentions turn out bad. Unintended consequences. It's like your local government and economic development and recreation for the kids and all this stuff they spend money on that they think is a good thing. Well, it turns out it's not going to do you any good 30 and 40 and 50 years ago. As a matter of fact, it's going to make you bankrupt. It's going to break the moral fabric of society, because now nothing's voluntary. It's all authoritarian dictates. That's what's going on now. Anyway, it's kind of been an ongoing thought with me for years now, that we think that the government is a benevolent organization, and I say it is a mafia masquerading as such. And it's run by the devil, and there is a conspiracy. And a conspiracy goes back all the way to the garden. And it has been never ending, never relaxing, 24/7, 365. And now has come to another point in time where it's just about to take massive control, central control, and kill millions and millions and millions of people. On the bright side, boys and girls, there's going to be a lot less traffic on the roads, and used car prices are going to come down. So, things are looking up. Until next time. Peace.